I don't think people who have children are not fun and not interesting. I have friends who have children and they're the best people ever. But I feel a weird pressure to have kids at the age that I am, and I don't want that pressure, so I want to meet other people who don't have children at my age soon.
What age are you? It's possible she could have been in her late 20s, early 30s. If she was, she looked good for her age. I doubt that she's getting pressure to have kids if she's 22, 23 in this era. So I'm going to say she's in her late 20s. Look, lady, don't feel pressure to have kids. Don't feel pressure to get married. But if you couldn't lock a relationship down that was worthwhile by late 20s, it's usually a wrap. You either been fucking around with bad boys, going to clubs, getting drunk and all that, which destroys your pair bonding ability and it makes you a modern piece of shit woman. Or you were focusing on career and school, which also make you a masculine piece of shit woman for a man to make a wife out of. So, look, if you still don't want to settle down, have kids, have a serious relationship at this point, you'll probably never have it. Women have to get that shit in order earlier in life than men do. But hey, good luck. Hopefully you find some other loser friends. No, I'm just playing. Hopefully you find some other friends who are probably on your path to depression and nothingness by the time you're 40. And y'all can keep each other company while all your other friends grow up and move on with a meaningful life. He does not want to be there. I don't know if that's his girlfriend, whoever it is. He don't want to hear this bitch right now. And this is a out of shape guy. He's not a model or anything. All you eye cell guys out there, you think you want a woman until you get one. You somewhere trying to have a good time and a bitch like this is just totally blowing your high and ruining your night.
Get your ass out of here. If you got license, you something.
I mean, I just want to fish, ma'am.
Oh, no, no, hell, you can't fish. You don't know how to fish. You don't even wear the right kind of clothes. You got damn stupid shoes on anyway. Where'd you get them ugly britches? You asshole.
They're balls of misery. That's going to be most of these modern women who are turning up in the club with the long eyelashes and talking shit on TikTok. They're going to be miserable, negative, hateful hags bothering people who just trying to fish. That was your future, ladies. That was your future.
What's something you'll get a lot of hate for if you say it out loud?
Hookup culture only exists because of women. Now hear me out. Us as women have a lot of power. We control the trends with what men do and how they act based off of how much women are willing to give their bodies away. So the more we lower our standards, the more we're going to create low quality men. If we only had sex with men based off of how much money they had, they would make more money. If we only had sex with men based off of how they treated us, they would treat us better. If we required commitment before sex, we would have more relationships.
Look, don't live your life based on what a bitch want. That's the lesson I'm getting from this. Just do you, regardless of what women like or what women are requiring to get sex out of them. Look, it don't matter. Just do you and don't pay attention to these hoes. They more of a distraction than anything else.
So those of you out there talking about, I need me a hood nigga, that's what you're creating. I just need my back blown out, that's what you're creating. I just want me a little sneaky link, you know?
It's true though, women do have power. If women only wanted to date dudes with glasses and pink fades, motherfuckers would be walking around with glasses and pink fades. That'd be the new trend. Because dudes just want to get laid. So women do kind of set trends in that way. Whatever the women are gravitating to, that's what the guys are going to gravitate to being. Period. At least the majority of men, because the majority of men, they're just sheep.
After a 4-year, emotionally abusive relationship with an avoidant ADHD partner, I've been single for 2 years. In that time, I've dated a handful of people, two lasting 3 to 6 months and one, presently, over a month. I am an anxious type and have a strong distaste for the uncertain limbo stages of early dating. Because of this and my last relationship, I've grown used to having to initiate any serious conversations if I want them to ever happen. Initiating.
Okay. The first flag. When women start off conversations with terms like my avoidant ADHD partner, who talks like that? It's just like, no, you could tell they're probably a woke, you know, obnoxious motherfucker. when they start using medical terms and shit, psychological terms. I already know where this is headed. She's going to be a victim. Then she says, I've been single for 2 years. In that time, I've dated a handful of people, two lasting 3 to 6 months and one presently over a month. So yeah, why can't you keep anything going? You're going to try to paint it like it's these people's fault, but it's something about you too. Like attracts like.
Conversations was a PTSD trigger for me after my relationship ended because of how my ex would respond to anything aside from sunshine and rainbows, but I've worked through the majority of those issues as well as one can hope to do. My okay. problem.
So now she got PTSD. See, everything got to be so over the top and dramatic with bitches. Maybe she is traumatized from her last relationship, but just reading the first couple of lines, I could tell she probably full of shit as a person. You know, her ex-boyfriend probably called her a bitch once in a two-year relationship, and now she's talking about, I got PTSD, I can't take it, I need counseling.
Now is that I find it extremely important to know for sure that the person I'm interested in is capable of initiating serious conversations that need to be had. Like deal-breaker levels of important if they cannot do so without my ongoing assistance. What I am finding is that if I take a backseat and let things stay in limbo while focusing on using my copying mechanisms to not overthink the uncertainty, nothing gets said. I usually last about 1 to 2 months before I give up on waiting and bring up these conversations myself, about seeing slash sleeping with other people, about interest level, about what we are looking for romantically, etc. These men are vastly different from each other as I don't really have a type, but this part seems to be the same across the board. I really like the man I'm currently seeing and my gut says he hasn't been entertaining others and is open to something serious, but I know better than to assume anything.
But look, when it comes to dating decent guys who would actually be good boyfriends and good husbands, they usually bring up these things pretty early. Like, are you talking to anybody else? Look, these are my intentions. This is what I want to do. These bitches always got to come on Reddit and try to figure out how to bag Chad. Why isn't he bringing up if we can date other people or not? Because he don't want to fuck with you like that. You're a pop and drop. And you know that.
It's been over a month of 1 to 2 dates a week and are currently practicing safe sex, but I'm once again reaching the point of wanting clarification on some things. I know it's not fair to dump my frustrations of all of these men onto a single one that I am overwhelmingly interested in, but I'm finding it difficult to not feel like I will once again end up being the one to bring this up first.
You hear she said she was overwhelmingly interested in. So that means he was extremely hot. 6 foot something with a six pack. Women don't say overwhelmingly interested for average Joe guys. And how about this? How about you stop having sex with these dudes before they give you commitment? You ever think of that? Yeah, you probably did, but you know Chad ain't gonna give you the time of day if you ain't giving up the skins. Shit is sad.
I really feel like if I never bring it up, any one of these men would stay in this awkward gray area for eternity.
Yep.
Has anyone else felt this way? Do you break things off with someone if they don't initiate these talks early on? Do you initiate a conversation about the importance of initiating conversations to you? How do you handle these situations?
Tell a man that you're looking for a relationship before you have sex with him. And if he don't stick around, then you know what he was interested in. I'm just going to leave it at that.